Welcome back to the Robbie Fox Show.
This is Robbie Fox here to talk about what is important to you. And what is important to you? Well, let's list a few things here. Your life, your job, your property, the ability to go to work without the roads being blocked by giant paw prints, or an actual giant paw. I mean, don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not trying to discriminate against macros. They have just as much of a right to life as us regular-sized folk. But I'm telling you, they can't just walk around crushing things whenever they want. And yeah, I get that they are a bit too big to wear clothes, but that doesn't mean they have to walk around with their hard dicks bobbing all over the place, drowning half the population in their horny fluids whenever they feel like they need a fap. I mean, come on, guys, we're just trying to survive down here. Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying we need, like, anything over the top as military intervention. I'm talking more like, I don't know, maybe we can seclude a part of the country for them or something. You know, some kind of reserve, somewhere where they can romp around and fuck each other, where they can't hurt anyone. I mean, it's getting really bad here. I knew a guy, just an ordinary guy, trying to get to work, and a giant kangaroo ended up picking up and... Man, I don't know if I can say this. The kangaroo pretty much inserted him right up his hindquarters. I'm not joking. Just shoved him right in there. Head, body, arms, and feet. Just right up the back door. And what did the kangaroo say after that? Bye. And then he walks right off, probably stepping on a good 50 people along the way. I mean, I really don't like to judge, but... what the hell, man? Anyway, on the phone line is Jared Wallop. He's a regular-sized kangaroo. He's also one of the leading researchers looking into the macro phenomenon. How are you doing, Jared?
Hey, Robbie. Love your show.
I appreciate that, as always. Tell me, do you think we should just let these, I really don't want to say monsters, let's just call them unwelcome guests. Should we let them just keep destroying our cities and shoving people up their buttholes?
Robbie, the macros can't help but do the things that they do. They are a wonderfully primitive and ancient species of furry that have a whole different perspective in our small universe. It wouldn't be right to simply take these often perceptively strange things that they do as wrong. They have a right to live their lives as much as we have a right to live ours.
I'm not saying they don't have the right to live their lives. I'm saying that I just don't want to live my own life inside someone's anus. Is that so hard to understand, Jared?
Robbie, the ways of these creatures is honestly beyond us. We shouldn't just judge them for what they do, even if we end up becoming involved. When you go to another country, you are expected to do things as they do. So, when we are in the presence of macro culture, shouldn't you be expected to go up their butts?
I'm sorry, but I'm not saying that... Jared, I'm having a little trouble wrapping my brain around what you just said.
I think I was very plain. Although very large, the macros live a very simple life of fun and frolic. They have sex wherever they please and enjoy life in whatever way they prefer. If we, as a society, want to become more accepting of other peoples, we should do what we can to have fun with them.
Are you saying you want to go inside their butts?
Mm-hmm. And stepped on, come on, eaten, inserted into their dicks. And I think that people will be a lot happier if they just try to enjoy these acts of play exhibited by the great macro species.
Right. Well, I'm not sure the world is quite ready for that. But thank you, Jared Walt, for your opinion. Honestly, I think we've got a lot of work to do with all these unusual furries that have been showing up. Your friend Robbie has always been a very accepting person in general, but there isn't any reason we can't have a debate from time to time. Well, what do you guys think? Should we all just let the macros do whatever they want? This has been the Robbie Fox Show. We'll be back later with more thought-provoking content. Thank you for listening.